response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Whatever.
God. All right, so this is a very strange thing that happened in Atlanta. So neighborhoods in Atlanta are trying to figure out what's going on because dozens of Waymos, you know, those self-driving cars,
yes,
have been coming into cul-de-sacs and circling around like they're casing the joint. So we don't know why this is going on, but people are freaking out.
It doesn't say which neighborhood, does it?
I was kind of curious.
Is it Virginia Highlands? Is it Buckhead?
You think about like the movie Christine, the Stephen King movie. Like, you know, that was silly because it was like, you know, oh, this demon had gotten in his car or whatever, you know, and it could fix itself. You know, it's kind of like Herbie the Love Bug, except it was haunted. But like now, that's a good horror movie to make. Like,
oh yeah,
you know, like self-driving cars start chasing people down the road.
Christine and
And they got the voice of Evelyn. Hurry!
Who are you? I'm gonna run you over.
You can get screwed and tattooed.
Ain't nobody gonna run me over, baby.
So
here's the deal with the cars. They're not bringing anyone home. They're completely empty, and the locals say that it's uncommon for them to be like 6 to 8 of the car circling at one time. That would freak me out. I'm sorry.
That is weird.
I thought Atlanta was supposed to be a test market, like in small portions, but it sounds like they're full-blown there. Because Waymo was going to go to a few top 10 cities at first.
They were going to only go to those Google cities. And they pulled back on that. I think the first Google city was in Hawaii. That's at least where they were going to have it.
Plus, they're driving into, they're flooding them out because they drive into standing water.
Yeah.
So software issues, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, you know, somebody told me over the weekend, I was going to mention this earlier. I'll see if anybody can corroborate this. Is it true that they already have robots at BMW making cars? Like real robots?
Because
somebody told me over the weekend that was true. And I'm like, you know, you see and hear things, but it do really?
I might be able to find out. Now, of course, somebody could text us.
Yeah, if you work there or know anybody does, see if they really have robots there. Because that's crazy. Y'all, tell them to unplug them, too.
Do they have them up here at GE, you think?
Oh, God.
Bald ones that are half Russian?
I don't know. No.
Can you imagine?
Maybe.
You think the robots would be a little smarter than that? It's the American. American robots.
Make them here.
Yeah.
Plus, if they're going to look like American workers, you got to make them fat. You got to make fat robots.
Yeah, that's true. When are we going to talk about that? Remember the plus-size mannequins, you know, finally got their way to Target and places like that. Why all the robots got to be skinny? Huh? Yeah.
How come they don't have hair?
And they all look like men, Paige. None of them have boobies.
They don't have Packers or nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what the trans men wear, Packers.
Yeah, Packers.
I just found that out.
Oh, yeah.
Packers. They'll buy a cod piece to, you know, present a bulge.
Yeah.
Did you know that you don't need to refrigerate ketchup? Did your mama tell you that?
No, she did.
I always did.
It was always in the fridge. I never used it because I don't like condiments. You can't feel anything. But it was always in the fridge, along with the mustard, the mayonnaise.
You can't feel anything on his hot dog bun. No.
Relish, that was always in there.
Yeah.
And sauerkraut.
Yeah.
I don't like relish.
What about, okay, here's one. Peanut butter.
No.
No.
Nope. Always in the cabinet.
Yes.
That's where mine is now, in the cabinet.
Yeah.
Cabinet.
One of the few things that you will unscrew, like, you know, food-wise or whatever, and put it back into a cabinet that it's not refrigerated. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, you wouldn't want it cold. Well, what about
I don't know. The Reese's cups cold are good.
Oh, they really are.
Yeah.
But you don't refrigerate.
Oh,
peanuts, so why would you refrigerate peanut butter?
Well,
what about goober grape? You still leave it out.
No,
I think you don't need it. Jelly needs to be refrigerated.
You quit putting it in there.
I want to see how it's made of that. I just want to see the
goober grape.
Yeah, where they make make that nice spiral in there.
Yeah, it's evenly distributed.
Yeah, kind of cool.
Do you prefer the goober or the grape, Paige? Back to you.
You ever had a grape goober?
No, sir.
Mm.
That's backwards, where they have the you know.
Yeah.
I prefer strawberry over grape.
Oh, you like strawberry? Yeah. So it's a goober strawberry.
Goober strawberry, yes. I would like that.
And strawberries. Is that what you're saying?
Well, did you know that the ketchup doesn't need to be refrigerated after you open it? Also, bread gets stale quicker in the fridge, so leave that out. And honey crystallizes, which I've done that to myself.
I got some good honey. I got to put the bread in the fridge.
Really?
I don't eat it fast enough. And it starts to... I don't eat bread that much.
What about fruit?
Oh, yeah, in the fridge.
You put it in the fridge?
Yeah. I'll freeze fruit.
I thought that it makes it turn faster if you put it in the fridge. Like with bananas, you have to have them hanging on something and not setting, because setting will cause them to...
Oh, I got them in a bowl, but I like them good and brown. Now, if I'm going to eat an orange, I'll peel it and freeze it for 45 minutes.
Really?
I have a nice frozen orange. Mm-hmm. That's good. And grapes.
Yeah.
Where you freeze them where they got the frozen water up under them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good too.
I've never had that.
Green grapes, not the purple ones.
Yeah, no.
I don't want seeds.
Purples. No stems, no seeds. That's the rule.
Mm-hmm. So also, coffee can absorb moisture, so don't put it in the refrigerator. I put mine in the refrigerator. The coffee that I have that you have to grind.
So if you drop your iPhone in water instead of using rice, you could use coffee.
I would still use
rice is more. That's another side business for your coffee shop. You can fix cell phones.
Yes.
With coffee grounds.
Well, or you can offer enemas. They're really popular.
Coffee enemas.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, tell them to use the bathroom elsewhere.
Yeah, can't go here. Go next door to the gas station.
You know, until we were talking about that, I never thought about. You know, like you think about like a bathroom, like a Mexican restaurant or somewhere. You're like, oh god,
oh no bueno.
But a coffee shop, like people are texting in there. You know, working at a coffee shop or going to the bathroom at a coffee shop is the worst thing you can do. Never thought about that before.
The way some people drink it, like it's water every day.
Ugh.
Gotta go somewhere.
Is the grounds like?
Like what agitates your stomach?
Yeah. What is it that makes that happen, Paige? You have an upset stomach all the time. What is it?
Yeah,
have an upset stomach.
No, but does coffee give you the I don't drink it that much. Does it give you the runs?
No.
No, okay.
Really? Does it churn the pipes real good? And you gotta like, oh no.
Mm-mm.
Gotta make sure.
I drink a lot of coffee, so.
Yeah.
Can I ask you another personal question?
I have a good personal question for you, too.
So if you're out in the mountain house.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same one.
You can't get to the house in time. You ever, you know.
Yes.
Present nature with a loaf or two.
Have you? Have to.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
Because I leave one place, like my job, to go all the way up to the mountains, and it's an hour drive.
Okay. Which is this job.
And sometimes I'll get through the gate and I have to go to the bathroom in the woods.
Really?
And I've done that.
Right when you get to the gate?
Yes. Because I've waited so long.
You have to get out of the car and your privates or whatever readjust.
I do it in the trees.
You climb up and
I'll just go to the potty out there. I've done it before.
In the trees.
In the trees.
You get a couple branches to hold on to?
No, I'm not in the tree, but I'm around, you know. Yeah.
Do you ever have your pants around your ankles and you're like, you know what, just let me get back in the car and drive this way? Because we're almost at the house.
Are we talking about a Nuno or a dose here?
Hey, nice.
I don't dose outside.
Okay.
Well, we're going to talk about climbing in the trees. Like, I figured you got to get some leverage on it.
Around the trees, not up in the trees.
I have a bathroom
I'm not a monkey.
In my tree house.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
Do you have a dookie strap? That's where you throw it around the tree. It's like a long belt, and you can just kind of hang there.
No, sir.
Like a phone man hanging off a pole.
Oh, never God. Done that.
And you put your feet up on the tree.
Yeah, why not, like, have a swing set with, like, the hole cut in the seat? It's like a crowning chair.
Right.
Yeah.
I do have.
They have those toilet seats that you put on the back of your trailer hitch and just sit there.
Yeah, they do.
As a joke gift, because, you know, we can't go to the. I shouldn't say this is going to get me in trouble, but saying. We can't go in the house in the wintertime because we have to shut down the plumbing. So we go like in camping toilets outside, or we have like a, you know, RV.
I was going to say, I bet you caught somebody before not flushing.
But somebody called me, and it wasn't any of my friends because we have our little system.
What's the system?
If we don't have the camper, we have like camping tents, and we'll go outside.
They're like, I swear
there's a tent that you go poo in.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does,
mm-hmm.
And it
what
stays
the
there.
Hell, what? Where's the?
Can I please have it?
Why would you want it? That?
You're supposed to pop a tent, not poop one.
Yeah, but we don't. We're
let me take a trip.
We're not going to go out there and see what other people are doing.
Yeah, but I'm saying, do you just go in there and, like, do you bury it inside the
in the woods, yes.
So just, like, a bucket in the tent?
Mm-hmm.
What if somebody's already using it? Are there two buckets?
Well, we're clean. We'll clean up after each other.
But, I mean, like, you got to
go. I mean, you'll clean up after yourself.
You got to go, but hang on, the first one's better. You got to go, but somebody's already using it.
The
like, you have two buckets?
Zipped up.
You will wait your turn.
Oh, man. This is very primitive.
It's very primitive.
Why not turn the water back on when you're there?
Because it's in the wintertime. We can't do that. It will freeze over.
Oh.
Like as soon as it hits the water?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a frozen loaf.
No.
It'll be hard to get out. That's just a payday, Paige. Don't worry about that. Drop it.
I can't.
I think my question is probably too personal now that I think
about it. I want more. Go ahead.
Oh, and I was just going to say, like, you or any women listening, like when the stomach's been a little upset before, if you ever put on one of them panty shields just to be on the safe side.
Sure. I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Go.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
Give it up for Portishead, everybody. Portishead.
Portis. God, what was that called again?
Portis Head.
No, the type of rap they were.
Trip Hop.
Trip Hop, that's what it was.
Trip Hop. Yeah.
Freaking Portis Head, Trip Hop.
Trip Hop.
That was wild.
Okay.
Portis.
The FOF line, 864-241-4318.
This chick right here did not have the best birthday yesterday, and I'll kind of leave it at that.
Oh, no. Happy birthday.
Yesterday was my birthday, 5 o'clock in the morning. I get woken up by my windows rattling and everything, and my dog's going crazy. And concrete truck is setting up 25, 30 feet away from my bedroom window, shining his spotlights right in my window. 5 o'clock in the morning. Who does that? You. Be mindful. Bye. Y'all.
Now, I have no clue what she said.
I don't either.
But she wasn't happy.
It might have been an alien. They were shining lights in her windows. Could have been.
I think it might have been working on concrete. And for some reason, she said, F you, Aaron Michaels. Oh. And she hung up.
Oh, from Whistle?
Yeah. Well, I don't know why she would say that. You know?
But he grew up listening to our show, which is fun. He told me that at a Jelly Roll concert.
That's fun.
I know.
Make you feel old, though, don't it?
Well, you know.
Might be time for a little cross promotion, you know, a little swap gigs. That might be fun for a day.
No, it wouldn't either.
Would they do that on TV?
I don't want to do radio of like 25 stories in the air.
You want to cue up some country records?
Mm-mm.
It was a John Anderson.
Yeah, the music really doesn't. I mean, you know, I would rather be playing what we're playing now than having to play, you know,
queuing up records,
Single Ladies by Beyonce, or you know, the latest from zombie vampire hunter girls from China or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Zombie hunters.
Here's some Reba Survivor on Big Buck Country.
Yeah. No Portishead there.
No Portis.
I'm stuck on Portishead.
apparently.
So here's the guy last week, or last FOF, that we talked about Ruby Falls, and if you missed it, well, here's his call.
You want some heat? I'll give you some heat. Lookout Mountain. That f***ing fake-ass waterfall is a piece of shit. Why don't you go up to Pisgah and go to a real waterfall and look at it? And Ruby Falls is a work, too. They get down there talking about, oh, the water never changes, even if it rains or it doesn't. That's because it's fake. It's a f***ing pump behind that damn rock. F*** you, Chattanooga. Georgia, too.
Damn.
Mm.
I'd say screw Georgia just because the hantavirus stuff.
And because
well, that's only one person that was on the boat. Come on.
Oh, I know.
They had to go home.
I'm being facetious because they keep showing the map on the news where they're, you know, it's always the same. You know, look at COVID. That started off California, Washington, New York, Boston, and Florida. And now this one, Hanta, is not Florida, but Georgia, like even closer, but the same others part. Like, do we not understand that for a minute? Let's think about that. Major port cities on the West Coast is where this always starts. What's happening again? Same damn thing.
Yeah. And Russia's closer to that side.
That's another reason maybe we make American goods. We keep it all here so we ain't got to bring a bunch of rat crap with it and we all get sick again. I'm telling you, it keeps happening over and over again, and I wouldn't doubt if it ain't on purpose.
Plus, Waz said he was patient zero because he had just came back from China.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what he gets for going there.
Well, here's a response to that call from a very familiar voice.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, at least I'm pretty sure this is who it is.
Okay.
You know what? The guy that said Tennessee and Georgia, just because Ruby Falls is trying to help introduce what the waterfall is supposed to be all the time so that the people coming to see it can look at it. Stop taking your little blue pills, because guess what? You're not a true man if you have to take a damn pill to keep your dick up.
I don't know what that has to do with the call. But that was hilarious anyway. He didn't say anything about being impotent when he called.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of cool that, you know.
That is the usual go-to, though, for women. It is, I mean, it's like, oh, you have to take a Viagra or you have a tiny one. It's always the go-to.
I have never said that to somebody.
Well, I'm glad.
You know how they keep making these, like, any product, take any product, they'll keep, you know, trying to refine it, make it better?
Yeah.
So now they have these pills like that for erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
But now they have different ones that will get you a result faster, if you know what I'm saying. Like, you know, I guess they strengthen the original
dose.
So it's
like instantaneous?
Yeah, pretty much.
When you took one time, how long did it take you, did you have to think about sex for you to get worked up, or did it just naturally piz itself?
No, it worked. It kicked in within, 20 or 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But afterwards, it just didn't go away for a long time.
Easier to go number one, probably.
No, but everything, if you're going to, use it for that, recreationally, a lot more intense.
Oh.
Everything, the feeling.
Yeah. You got any left?
All of it. Nah, that was, that was
that rough. Was 10 years ago, wasn't it?
That was a big session.
Isn't that kind of dangerous?
I'm still rebuilding from it.
That you don't know if you're going to end up in the emergency room if you take too much.
It is. It's a weird feeling, it intensifies what you could already get.
I would just be afraid of that.
Yeah. I didn't know it was supposed to, feel like this per se.
Did you get lightheaded?
No, but you feel.
You got waterheaded, didn't you?
I don't know what I can say. You feel like you're walking around with a brick.
Wow!
That's what it feels like.
Gosh!
And it stays that way for a long time.
Fat boy, his is square on the end.
Really was.
Poor you. I can only imagine what it's like.
Yeah, it was.
The show must go on.
Do you think women?
I thought it was an allergy pill at first.
You know how dudes the whole roofie thing or whatever. Do you think women ever snuck those things, the blue pills,
in their husbands,
into their husband's drink just so he'd get turned on and want to do them sexually?
God, probably. You would hope so. Then, you hope the son doesn't come in and drink the wrong thing by mistake.
Oh, Lord. But what?
I mean, what kind of a terrible person that would be? And that woman would probably say to ruin, if they got in an argument, she would probably say, well, at least I can't be impotent.
True.
And then sneak him some pills when she wanted them. What a manipulative person.
Do you still, fat boy, at your age, do you still, this is a total health scientific question mark, fat boy, do you still wake up with a priapism?
Oh, yeah.
I don't get that.
Well, I'm a, you know, I'm a, I can't say that. I sleep on my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you wake up with that and it kind of hurts sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Does it? Oh, I never.
Like I don't understand. What is it, the resting heart rate, or am I having sex dreams?
Why, you get one when you wake up?
Yeah.
Well, like, that happens when you're a baby. Babies get them.
Is it? Do you feel like he said? Are you amorous in the morning? Because I found that to be that some people are.
Was that what Gold Dust was?
He was gay.
I love it.
That was crisp.
I love nice. It. I want to have like a
that was wonderful.
Like the Four Tops doing it to her, the Temptations.
We couldn't.
Why
get
are you pissed off?
Pissed off.
Call the FOF line. 864-241-4318.
That's beautiful.
Dude, please write that down and Dan can figure it out.
You know, I didn't hear anything back from him about my Edith song to Michael Jackson's Beat It. Or Beat It. I just said Beat It.
Beat It.
Beat It.
We don't have the Four Tops, but the Four Bottoms. They might be available.
Oh, man. That should be like a tribute band.
That's so good.
Four Bottoms. Wouldn't that be good? Coming to Pomio Music this weekend. It's the Four Bottoms.
Oh, Lord. Well, you know.
Hey, they got mad at me for trying to do a red man group. They really said, no, can't do it anymore. We're going to call you a commander. How about that?
I can't.
Oh, man. There's a guy from the last FOF that was surprised we even came back to work. Called us lazy and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but here's that guy if you missed it.
Okay.
Holy shit, y'all are actually back at work. That's a fucking shocker. What do y'all need a new studio for? Y'all hardly ever there anymore. Y'all work like 2.5 hours a day, if that. Pure fucking laziness. Nobody wants to hear the shit. Come up with some original bullshit or get the fuck off the air.
Jesus, man.
That's passion.
Yeah, we ask for it. Look, if you got any kind of qualms, bitches, complaints.
Thank you for a phone call.
It's a nice complaint when they're like saying, I want more from you guys.
You leave me wanting more.
But if you ever went to a football game and said, come on, guys, play a fifth quarter. Come on.
If I got some money on it, for sure.
Come on, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. I need 2 more catches from dude.
I bet,
somebody run the ball.
I bet the farm on a quadruple overtime today.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, like the other call, somebody came to our defense. Thank God.
I'm about f***ing tired of hearing people call in. Oh, you guys need to come over more, should work more. Y'all are only there 2.5, 3.5 hours a day. Y'all ain't doing much work. Bitch, first off, have you ever tried to talk for 2.5 to 3.5 hours straight? Mother f***ing no. It's a pain in the ass, man. I can't talk for f***ing 30 minutes, 45 minutes straight without making myself look like a jackass or saying some stupid s***. Y'all managed to do it for 3.5 hours. Not only is it funny, but you're not getting f***ing taken off the radio. You're not saying shit that's, like, forbidden, like f***ing you know? Y'all are doing great. If that motherfucker had so much to say, he could have gone and became a f***ing DJ himself. But nah, he wanted to be a bitch instead.
Oh. I'm trying to guess what one of the things... Did he say that?
First word's right.
Okay.
The second word is the S word.
Oh, that's what I have.
No, the S word.
That's the S.
Not the S word, you can't say.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
like a hot Carl.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, jeez, dude.
Like, you know.
The other one's cool, but that one's...
Hey, guys. Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Not.
Love the Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say hello, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, May 18th. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Ooh, that was very...
It was a robust suck.
Yeah, girthy.
A girthy suck. Well, there was the season finale was this past Saturday for SNL.
Yeah, I'll have to go watch. Did they do the weekend update jokes?
They did, but I gotta say, it's a little weak
Oh.
and kind of awkward in one spot.
Oh.
Real awkward.
Uh-oh.
Overall, not a good episode, but the beginning was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll miss it.
Who is musical guest?
Paul McCartney.
Oh, that's good.
Which, look, I don't want to be a hater. Paul McCartney, you know, he's well-loved, but you can tell he was starting to get in the whistle.
Show it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But still not bad. It's Tina Fey's birthday.
Tina Fey.
Which yes. She was on the very first SNL UK, and she was like cussing like crazy.
Oh, really?
Never heard her say it. I was like, I never heard you say the P word before.
Oh.
Nice.
Prostitute.
First name for a cat.
Prissy.
Close.
Meow, meow.
She's got to be 47.
Oh, no. I would say 57.
Whoa.
Oh, I know that's your favorite condiment, but Tina Fey is only 56 years old today.
Wow.
Look at that. Keep that in mind for this fella right here.
I would have never thought that. Oh, pump it up. Rob Bass. Kick it for me, Rob. Or is it DJ Easy Rock's birthday?
It is Robert Bass's birthday. Ah,
very nice. Saw them in concert.
Throb Bass.
Ed Payne. Gave it to me, Rob Bass.
I like this better than It Takes Two.
It Takes Two is, yeah, it's overplayed. It's like if a restaurant has a special where they get two sides. It takes two to make a thing right. It's like that song,
make it out of
I Need a Hero. How many commercials has that been used in? So many times.
All this. That's Cobra Bubbles that does the voice of all this.
We've got. Is that the guy from 7-Up?
No. It's,
oh, God.
It's Ving Rhames. Luther from Mission Impossible.
Is it really?
Yep.
Arby's. We've got.
Arby's.
Oh, God, that's Arby's. So awesome.
I always thought that was Henry McMaster, but it's not.
We got the meats.
Oh, it's
we
the
got
meat.
The potholes.
It's not the sauce. Sorry.
Rob Bass.
52.
It's 53. Rob Bass is 59.
Wow. Sorry, Rob.
This one might be tough for you. I'm a
Dougie
fan.
Dougie Fresh?
No, I'm a fan of this guy. From Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Also The Corruptor, The Replacement Killers, Bulletproof Monk, if you saw that one.
Oh,
Chow no. Yun-Fat.
Oh.
That dude.
I
thought he pitched for the Yankees.
Very famous Chinese actor.
Is he a karate expert?
No.
Wow, Paige, that was a little bit stereotypical.
He had a big career in China.
Crouching Tiger. I thought that was a fighting. I'm sorry.
No,
that's
was
what you
in
were in
one.
Your doo-doo tent when you were camping.
Doo-doo tent. Li Mu Ba in The Green Destiny.
Okay.
I have no clue. So I will.
He was borderline, even though I'm a fan. That's how light we are today.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I kind of boycotted Snuka, personally.
Why?
Superfly Snuka.
He's a murderer.
Yeah.
Okay. He can suck it then.
Well, we're not there yet.
Okay.
We are still on...
Hey!
We've moved past Rob Bass. It's Chow Yun-Fat's birthday.
Yeah, Rob Bass is 59. Chow Yun-Fat. Chow.
62.
Known professionally.
61.
71 years old today. What this one, we definitely got to do.
What an awful last name. Are you related to him?
If you flip it the other way.
Chow Young Boy Fat.
I can't do that. Never mind.
No.
Stop while I'm ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Is it King George's birthday, really?
It is. And this is his favorite song. Unless he just says that in the concert to get people going.
Amaretto by morning.
Ooh. Did not sing Heartland in Clemson.
No. Nope.
How come?
Even though one of his guys in his band said that's his favorite song to play. The guy in the band, not George.
Oh, it is?
He wanted to play Heartland.
His son's probably the one who sings at the beginning.
George says he doesn't have a lot left in him as far as touring goes.
82.
81.
The most number ones in the history of country music. Or excuse me, the history of music.
What?
Yeah. Really? Most number ones in the history of any genre of music. 74 years old today.
Sorry, George.
I don't know why I thought he was so damn old.
We'll keep it going for this fellow because this was his walk-up music. When he hit, was it 3 home runs in one game? In the World Series? Or was it 2? I forget.
He hit 3 home runs in one game.
In World Reggie Series Jackson? Game. Was it is Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, this is the walkout music in 1978. Okay. yes, he did. Do you remember who caught that home run ball? Adam Sandler.
He did.
In the movie.
Yeah.
Reggie Jackson. I met him one time. Very, very nice man. Very nice man.
He signed a bowl for you.
He talked about cars with my daddy.
Aww. Did you ask him why Willie Mays was such a prick?
No, it was a it was the same venue, but a different show.
Your daddy had a nice car.
My dad, yes, yeah. That's what they talked about.
Yeah, he did.
Mr. October, 60.
I'm thinking of his rookie year. Amarillo.
70.
Amaretto.
It's 74 or 75.
75.
It's a big one. Big
80.
It's a big 80 years old for Mr. October.
No. We're just not on top of things today, are we?
Well, you could be if you play your cards right.
Well,
you
know, did he go to Arizona State?
Barry Bonds did. Dustin Pedroia, too.
I thought Reggie Jackson did.
He might have. I don't know. You have to look that up. Let me find that real quick. Hey, Suri. Where did Reggie Jackson go to college?
The answer I found is Arizona State University.
Hey!
Right, I'm not talking about
winner,
Action Jackson.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, he would agree with Tack.
He did.
God, that's I'd never associated the two of them together.
Look at that baseball factory. Fear the fork.
Yeah.
Go Devils.
Yeah. Yeah, they've...
Liberty, not Clinton.
Clemson's got a major, major baseball prospect this year. Like, major. I can't remember the guy's name.
Well, they struggled this year.
Well, maybe it's this upcoming year then. Like some big, highly touted guy.
Young one.
Dude, it's hard to keep up because these guys leave so much in the portal.
Yeah.
I think Blauser's kid was either coming here or was going to come here. One of them.
Does he look like his daddy?
I would hope not. I don't think so.
Had weird
No offense. Happy heavenly birthday to Pope John Paul II.
Ah!
He would have been 106 years old.
Wow.
He was born Karol Wojtyla from Poland.
Yeah.
First non-Italian pope in almost 500 years. Says he was canonized a saint in 2014. Now he's Saint John Paul the Great. You can only get that in death,
John
right?
Paul the Great?
Yep.
Wow.
How about Saint John Paul the Armadillo? How about that?
Oh.
Bring that back.
One-Eyed Jack.
What happened to One-Eyed Jack since the
He got his other eye.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Are they still getting together and playing?
I don't know.
Because we could have one One-Eyed Jack and another One-Eyed Jack, and they could play against each other.
Cross-Eyed Jack.
Well, I was thinking we could have a One-Eyed Jack off, but you know, that's probably not going to work.
A battle of the One-Eyed Jacks.
Just like we used to have Jack-in-the-Box breakfast challenge.
Yeah. See who could eat the most breakfast jacks, Paige, the breakfast jack off. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I love that. Let's do it again.
No.
It's a little rough.
Can't do it anymore.
Mm-mm.
Can't do it anymore.
Now, if you have to pull over from laughing, feel free.
Yeah, like there was a similar idea to do something so you could watch that Steve Martin movie over and over again and see who would tap out. I don't remember what the name of that one was.
Beef.
No, it was a Steve Martin movie.
Well, which one? He had a long nose, didn't he?
No, that was the Roxanne off you're thinking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, were you thinking about the jerk?
Oh, yeah. We were going to do the jerk off to see who could watch it the most.
I was going to guess Bowfinger, but that was not right.
No. Okay. That one didn't go anywhere.
I
got to
save some funny for tomorrow.
Yeah, we have to.
Tuna fish.
Dookie. Are we just saying random words?
Tuna fish.
Big dumps. Big.
I asked her what perfume she was wearing today.
Oh, don't the toilets in China.
Love you,
God dang it.
Help the cat. What else can I say? Stop.
Aren't the toilets in China in the floor? I imagine Trump trying to take a dump in China.
Oh, no.
I thought it was just like a hole in the floor.
I think it might be.
We just gotta wiggle to it.
How do you take a dump in these? You just have to lay on the floor and go. Xi Jinping.
Imagine if he has to get completely naked and you just see a red tie hanging off the side going all the way to the floor. Long time. Oh, good morning. God bless. Watch me. Thank you.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.